Well, joining us now in the studio, let's go ahead and open the door and welcome George's old swim coach.
Hi, George!
Not my swim coach.
Marge,
nowhere.
Into the studio.
I don't have much time today.
On her motorized wheelchair. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Craig.
How are you?
I learned your name in the hallway out there.
Well, that's great.
I always thought your name was actually non-George.
it's Craig.
Turns out it's Craig.
Mm-hmm. Good to be on with you. I don't have a lot of time because I've got to go get in the free dialysis line.
Oh.
Down at the county's
okay?
place.
Are you doing okay?
No, I don't feel okay.
Oh.
Look at me. I'm bloated with urine.
Oh, Marge.
Well, come on. You don't have to say that.
What can we do you for today?
Well, I came in to ask you, George, since you and I have such a history together and you were my star swimmer back in high school.
I didn't swim in high school.
When we came this close to making the Olympic team together.
No, I was never close to making any Olympic team.
You were so good. You swam like a merman. And the way you packed those Speedos
let's not go there.
Appeared to be a rutabaga or some sort of a large cucumber-type apparatus device.
Marge, were coaching high school kids. You should have those
still
thoughts.
A woman,
that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
I came to ask you a question, George.
What's that?
Can I be a special guest at Ticket Stock?
Well, yeah, you can come out the ticket stock if you want to, sure.
I would love to be there and meet my hero, Cal Ripken Jr.
That's your hero?
Yes.
I thought it would have been a swimmer.
I've always admired him, and because of, you know, him being the Iron Man and always being healthy, something that I can't really identify with. So I want to just meet him and shake his hand and hopefully get a little bit of the magic that has kept him so bipedal for so long.
Well, George can help you with that.
Yeah, come on out. We'll introduce you to Cal.
Oh, good. Could you mail me a ticket to Ticket Stock?
It's free. You don't need one.
Here's my address. Marge Shimdidler.
Mm-hmm.
3 Trinity River.
That's a street, I guess, yeah.
No, it's a river.
Okay.
Dallas, and the zip code, and this is very specific, you have to put down between 75219 and 75220, or else they won't get to me.
Okay.
Marge, there are, at the very least, homeless shelters. You don't have to live down by the river.
I know, but some of the people there don't treat me right. Not the staff.
Yeah.
Some of the others.
Okay. Well, come out the ticket stock and meet Cal Ripken.
Can I do a song with the time wasters, George?
I don't know about that. I don't have that.
I
want
to do Send in the Clowns to sort of cheer people up.
Oh, gosh. What a depressing song that is. No.
Well, when I asked you by email, which I check monthly down at the public library.
So sad.
You recommended I do Stand by R.E.M., and it hurt my feelings. George,
I don't remember saying that.
You did. You were trolling me.
I was not. I wouldn't
you
say
You know
so.
Damn well you were trolling me.
The man that brought you so close to the Olympics is teasing you yet again.
I know.
Did not.
Yes, you did. And then when you Nancy Kerrigan my knees, and I was never able to walk again, George.
That. I'd never seen you until like 2 years ago or something.
Don't you lie. You made out with me one drunken night at a girl's night out.
I did not.
You did. You damn did.
I did not.
Well, I have to get going. I have to go to the market to buy my cucumbers and rutabaga. I don't want to tell you why.
Okay.
I can't say why.
Bye, Marge.
You know what?
Oh, dear.
Watch out. Threw a fender there.
Careful. You know, at least she can afford some produce, so she's not...
Yeah, I think she's doing much better than all she right. lets on. Absolutely.